Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
Something different. I got Joella with me. Stance.
We beats go crazy.
You're the reason I can't sing a love song no more. You're the reason I can't fall in love, baby, no more. All those lonely nights, trust me, I would cry. Thinking you were right, baby, falling for your lies, oh yeah. I'd rather be lonely than couldn't find someone like you. Rather be sad than to be happy with someone like you.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema says he looks forward to enhanced bilateral relations between Zambia and Norway to achieve developmental progress. The Botswana Vaccine Institute is set to make a high-impact appearance at the forthcoming Zambia's 97th Agricultural and Commercial Show. In international news, former Mali MP Chaguel Maiga under investigation for alleged misuse of public funds. In sports, Ricky Banda is set to miss China due to injury.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. President Hakainde Hichilema says he looks forward to enhancing bilateral relations with the Norwegian government to achieve developmental projects in Zambia. During a meeting with Norwegian Minister of International Development, Osmond Grover Akthrust, this morning, President Hichilema noted that the achievements recorded through the partnerships between the two governments have been commendable. The head of state emphasized that combining Zambia and Norway's resources could strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries.
With our bilateral relationship, Norway-Zambia, and to indicate to you that this country admires a lot of things that Norway has done post the Second World War. Your management of the resource envelope that you have, oil, gas, forests, very admirable. In my early days in opposition, I visited Norway. I was a visitor of the Norwegian government. Very fortunate. And your school system, that's why, you know, really it's important that Norway was able to invest in the children's development skills for the economy. So we truly admire those achievements that Norway has scored. And we would like through that to strengthen our bilateral, you know, partnership. I think there's a lot we bring to the table, both of us, on your side, on our side, the resource endowments that we have.
Minister Okrast reiterated President Hichilema's views on the bilateral relations between his country and Zambia, highlighting the need for both countries to create an enabling environment for private sector investment. He added that these investments would lead to job creation and generate resources that would benefit the people.
Most important answers is more private investments. and how to have more private investments and work on trade and investment, combined with domestic resource mobilization. I mean, this is when we are able to do that. I mean, we can really do big things. If we both could have more private investments, create more jobs, and get more resources to the states, which again can go back to the people. So
in another development, Land Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musowe has reiterated his organization's stance that the proposed Land and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 remains crucial to addressing some of the perennial challenges in the land administration in the country. Speaking in an interview with Parthom News, Mr. Musowe underscored the need to embrace the proposed bill, stating that its intent is important. Mr. Musowe was quick to emphasize the need to refine the said bill as it contains some shortfalls. Mr. Musowe, however, cited the provisions in the proposed bill that aim to grant the Chief Registrar powers to cancel title deeds, as well as a 14-day window period of appeal, as ones that require serious attention because they are threats in land governance. In another development, the Botswana Vaccine Institute has confirmed to showcase at the forthcoming Zambia 97th Agricultural Show, scheduled to take place from 30th July to 4th August 2025. BVI is a livestock vaccine manufacturer, and Zambia is its largest market in the southern region. Therefore, the institute is set to make a high-impact appearance at the show, where it aims to disseminate information on the importance of vaccines in agriculture, as well as showcase its products, including anthrax vaccines, foot and mouth disease, contagious combine pneumonia, among other vaccines. Recognized across the region for its excellence in livestock vaccine production, BVI will join the Botswana exhibitors following the invitation of that country's head of state, President Duma Gideon Boko, by President Hakainde Hichilema, to officiate at the official opening of the Agriculture and Commercial Show in Lusaka. The Botswana Vaccine Institute has played a pivotal role in combating livestock diseases, particularly foot and mouth disease, and in strengthening dairy farming resilience. The participation of BVI underscores the institution's commitment to collaborating with leading regional institutes. It intends to use Zambia's commercial show to showcase hands-on demonstrations covering critical topics such as FMD vaccine handling, cold chain maintenance, and proper vaccination techniques. In other news, the Zambia Revenue Authority has announced significant progress in the implementation of its smart invoicing system. As of July 2025, over 36,000 taxpayers have registered for the system, transmitting more than 84.8 million invoices. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the authority is committed to driving voluntary compliance, transparency and efficiency in the country's tax system. Ms. Tanzala notes that to enhance user engagement, ZRA is introducing a consumer reward management module that will identify and reward members of the public who demand smart invoices when purchasing goods and services from registered businesses. He adds that ZRA has intensified the onboarding of filling stations and issued tailored invoicing guidelines to minimize business disruptions.
As an authority, we have made significant progress in the implementation and enhancement of the smart invoice system as a tool for modernizing tax administration, but most importantly, promoting compliance, especially for types of taxes such as the value-added tax, among other tax types. We are consistently modernizing, you know, our digital platforms, systems, and integration capabilities so that we provide for a more efficient, reliable, and user-friendly invoicing system. We know that there have been teething problems, But as an authority, what we've done is to ensure that we continue receiving feedback from our taxpayers regarding the concerns and challenges that they might face.